North Carolina is one of 26 states where lawmakers rejected Medicaid expansion, which is something that the U.S. Supreme Court gave them permission to do. The move would have covered an additional 500,000 residents, according to the North Carolina Institute of Medicine.
Based on numbers provided to us, we think approximately 11,105 residents will still be uninsured in Davidson County, even with the Affordable Care Act.
That's Jen Hames, health education supervisor at the Davidson County Health Department. She says there are a lot of concerns about those who fall in the Medicaid coverage gap in North Carolina. For example, if you are a single adult with no dependents, that's where Medicaid expansion is having the biggest impact.
If they go in and enroll based on their income, they are going to qualify for Medicaid. But they're not going to be covered in North Carolina under Medicaid because that's not one of the categories that North Carolina provides Medicaid coverage for. If they went and purchased a plan, they're going to end up spending more than 9.5% on that plan, which puts them over the allowable amount that they should be paying out of pocket for a plan. So they're still not going to be insured because they're not going to be able to afford to pay that much money for their insurance.
State lawmakers also opted not to create a state-run health exchange, citing costs and other factors. Because of that decision, North Carolina also lost out on millions of dollars in outreach funds for more enrollment support. Scott Edmonds is with MDC, a nonprofit organization based in Durham. He says thousands of North Carolinians are expected to fall within the health care insurance gap.
You end up being too poor for Medicaid, which is really an unfortunate situation because you have to have a certain amount of earned income. I think it's $15,000 for an individual, just to get to the point to where you can be eligible for subsidized insurance.
Under the Affordable Care Act, those who do not have health insurance will face a tax penalty. The penalty is $95 per adult and $47.50 per child, or 1% of your taxable income. Jennifer Simmons is the Navigator Project Director with Legal Aid of North Carolina. The agency is also one of the official health care navigators in the state to help residents enroll in the new health care market.
So the general rule is that everyone is required to have health insurance effective January 1st, 2014. People have until March 31st, 2014 to get that into place. However, the government has set up exemptions for that penalty. So one of those exemptions is for people who are either under 100% of the federal poverty level or would have qualified for Medicaid if North Carolina had chosen to expand. So those people are certainly welcome to shop and to see if they can afford to buy it. But if they can't afford to buy it, they will not be penalized for failing to do so.
In North Carolina, Medicaid provides health coverage to 1.5 million low-income children, families, pregnant women, the elderly, and people with disabilities. The program is one of the state's biggest expenditures, using more than $13 billion a year in federal and state money to treat residents. Edmonds says despite the state's decision not to expand the program, a small percentage of people will now qualify for Medicaid who didn't before.
Now, even though Medicaid wasn't expanded by law in North Carolina, there are some eligibility changes that will, in fact, expand the pool of people, even though it doesn't go all the way up to 133% of the federal poverty level. So there are some changes that will make more people eligible starting January 1, just because of the way that they've redesign some of the eligibility criteria.
But expanding health care coverage to more residents in the state couldn't come any faster in Forsyth County. Joe Raymond is director of Forsyth County Social Services. He estimates 20 to 25,000 people would have been eligible for health insurance in the county if Medicaid had been expanded in North Carolina.
We watch families with few means routinely struggle with the trade-off between working and making a little bit more money and then not being eligible for public benefits or for Medicaid. And so healthcare, in many ways, is the linchpin issue for poor families in this country. And I think this story is only beginning in terms of how it will play out nationally and in North Carolina as this country struggles with trying to figure out how to help poor families who work to actually have healthcare.
Meanwhile, a new state hotline has been set up to help North Carolina residents enroll in the new health insurance marketplace. For a link to more information, visit our website, WFDD.org. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.